trying not to think about penguins. Or you could listen up to 90.5 WASU for your news update.
Miss an episode of Sports Out the Wazoo? Head on over to sportsoutthewazoo.podomatic.com or check us out on iTunes, keyword Sports Out the Wazoo.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Sports Out the Wazoo, welcome back. Brenna Dixon, Chris Kroger, Joseph Shook filling in for Justin Kazepis. Of course, Sports Out the Wazoo, always sponsored by Capone's. Located over 454 West King Street, 265-1886 is the number for great pizza.
Brandon, I don't even know what to say. I was wrong, first of all. Your Yankees won the World Series.
That's all I wanted to hear.
That's all. Yeah. I'll eat my crow. I've already done that over the past week or so. And
you took it like a pro.
I worked hard over the past week coming up with a production piece, and we do a segment here called Bring the Noise. And it's a segment where we bring you the best calls of the week from across sports, college, pros, doesn't matter. Mixing in with a great bed, mixing in with one of the best new songs you'll hear right now. And I decided, you know what? In tribute to your Yankees, because they did win their 27th World Championship, let's do a Yankees version of Bring the Noise. And it's a very historic version. I've brought some memorable calls across Yankee history. Are you ready for this?
I've been waiting.
Okay.
I'm ready to
hear. Here we go. It's Bring the Noise. It's your Yankees tribute mixdown. 27 world titles. Nobody will ever touch it. Here we go.
Play baseball. Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays lived in New York. Everybody knew them, you know, because of the press and the coverage that you get in New York. New York's the only place to play baseball.
Here's a pitch. It's a slow curve low, and the Babe swings. It's a long one going out toward right center. Sting was backing up against the wall. He can't get it. It's in there. Another home run for the Bambino. So the Babe hits his second home of the day.
There's a pitch. And pitch, swung on and popped up again. Off third, Hayes has room. Hayes makes the catch. Yankees win. Oh, Yankees win. The New York Yankees have won the 1996 World Series.
The 1-0. Swung on, hit in the air to left center. Bernie trots over. Curtis is there. Curtis makes the catch. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win.
Five as we go to the bottom of the 11th. Here's Aaron Boone to lead off.
His first at bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series. Aaron Boone has hit a home run. The Yankees go to the World Series for the 39th time in their remarkable
history. Rivera throws. Ground ball to Robinson Cano. Over to first base, and that's it. The Yankees are champions of baseball. The first one in their new park.
Well, that was the Yankees tribute, and I have to say, a round of applause to Chris, not only for putting that on after the eating the crow and having your serving of humble pie, but well done.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. And not just from the, the Yankees won in your face. I'm just saying, I actually appreciated that because that was a well-put-together clip.
No, I appreciate it. I tell you what, it was interesting because I scoured all over the place, dug deep into the archives.
I was about to say, man, you found some old clips.
You hear the babe in there starting it off. And I tell you what, it was interesting because it's great to hear how radio has progressed and how the calls used to sound to where they are now. It's definitely very interesting. And you know what? The Yankees have such a great history. You can't deny that. And whether you love them or you hate them, and they definitely have taken on a little bit of a different mold here in the past 20 years with George Steinbrenner, but they were still the team everybody either loved or hated growing up.
Yeah, back then.
When they had Mickey Mantle, you had Joe DiMaggio, you had Roger Maris, you had all those guys, Yogi Berra. You either loved them or you hated them.
A lot of stars.
I like the history of the Yankees. I don't like the Yankees as a team, but you got to respect the history. 27 titles. Brandon, we're running out of time. Kazepas isn't here, so what do you say you and I, we run down the checklist tonight?
Sounds good. Let's run the checklist.
We'll tag team it. Please. All right, Brandon. I don't even know where to begin. First of all, we'll start off in baseball. Apparently, Sammy Sosa is, not altogether right because apparently he has gone from being...
Can I just say this? What has happened to Sammy Sosa's face?
Honestly, I don't know. Word on the street is, and this is his own explanation, he started taking a skin cream to moisturize his face or whatever.
Has he been going to the same doctors that Michael Jackson went to?
It has a bleaching cream in it, so he's bleached his skin. He also said when a picture was taken of him that made him look like a white person, it was the bright lights mixed with the skin cream. They compounded one another. He's really not that guy.
This is what he said. It's a bleaching cream when referring to his spooky color of white now. It's a cream that I have that I used to soften my skin, but it's bleached me some. He said, I'm not a racist. I live my life happily. He wouldn't reveal what the cream was, but it looks like he has overused it by miles there. He went from I mean this in the best possible way. He went from a very dark-skinned black man to a Michael Jackson freaky white person now. Look,
you're being harsh. I will say this. For some reason, that cream,
keep
the
kids away.
Doesn't
right?
seem
That's
to be
all
the
I'm
same.
Saying. Keep the kids away.
That cream doesn't seem to be the same cream that Barry Bonds is using.
Come on, don't be a poopy face.
Definitely ridiculous there. Moving onward. Andre Agassi, I talked about him the other night. He was on 60 Minutes with Katie Couric on Sunday. The craziest part of that interview, not the part about him using meth, the part where he said the thing that scared him the most was not people finding out he was a druggie. The part finding out he was wearing a hairpiece throughout the 90s.
That's the biggest thing. It's all about confidence, apparently.
He detailed that long mane, that mullet that he wore throughout the early 90s. At one point, before a huge match, he took a shower. It came out. His brother had to bobby pin that thing down, and he was terrified throughout the whole match.
Ow.
It was going to come off. How scary is that?
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable. Even more unbelievable, Tony Gonzalez and his wife, October Gonzalez, posing nude for PETA. They said it's part of the Rather Go Naked Than Wear Fur campaign. Let me just say, Tony Gonzalez does not look like much of a man in that picture.
No, and I tell you what, PETA knows how to generate publicity, but is it actually effective?
He looks like A-Rod.
They do these things all the time. It's ridiculous.
Finally, the Chicago Tribune's Rick Morrissey eats his column after he wrote that Joakim Noah was going to be a bust. He literally ate the column. right in front of Joakim Noah.
I'm glad somebody finally put up or shut up. Also, keeping in the NBA, the Bobcats fell last night to the Orlando Magic. They're now 3-4 in the season. Brandon, they're dead last in the league in scoring, right at 85 points per game.
Got to get something
you
going.
You said they were
going
to get better. You really think it's going to happen?
I think it will. And I think there's going to be a trade or two eventually that are going to happen and kind of open that up.
All right, we're running out of time very quickly. I hope for the Bobcats. I hope for the best. Suns, though, I got to mention this real quick. My boy Steve Nash, I was talking about him last
35
week.
Years old.
You were dogging
it.
Him. I tell
was
you what,
dogging
he's
him.
Been dropping 20 and 20 every night. It's out of control.
You know what? Maybe it's the fact that Shaq's gone because Jason Richardson's been leading the team in scoring. He's been dropping 25 plus.
This is the problem. When Shaq's there, he eats up so much space. Opens up everything else on the court. You got to wonder if the Cavs are going to be quite as effective this year with Shaq down low, clogging up the space for LeBron James. We're out of time. We'll be back on Monday. We'll also be on air on Friday night at the Holmes Dome, the Hive, broadcasting as the Apps open their season against UNC Wilmington. We'll also be on the road Saturday afternoon as we travel down the mountain to ETSU to take on the Buccaneers.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Down in Johnson City for Brandon Dixon, I'm Chris Kroger, Joseph Shook. We'll see you on Monday, same time, same station, 6 p.m. right here on 90.5 WASU. If you miss anything, head us up at sportsoutthewazoo.podomatic.com or go to the iTunes storefront.
Facebook us.
Search sportsoutthewazoo, facebook.com/sportsoutthewazoo. All sorts of ways to get involved with us when we're not on air. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday. It's going to be a great weekend of football.
I can't wait.
Go Apps. Go get that SoCon title.
Beat them.
All right. We'll be back on Monday. See ya.
Ain't no way they can stop me.